My name is Jim Behoosh, and welcome to the Sustainable House Sketchbook, dedicated to sharing information to make our existing or new houses more comfortable, healthier, and efficient. Back when I was younger, and even more foolish than now, like a couple hours ago, I started having a thought. That thought festered and grew and worked hard on convincing me that it was a truth. What I thought was that if I allowed myself to be immersed in a foreign language and just relaxed and opened up to it, I'd be able to understand and communicate. Sort of a cross between New Dimensions and The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. Well, the opportunity presented itself. I found myself seeking shelter in a boat shed from a sudden summer thunderstorm with about 20 French visitors. This was it. I took a deep breath, relaxed, smiled engagingly, and didn't understand the honking thing anyone said. We did share a great picnic while cowering from the storm. Painting outside in the fall is a lot like my belief that I'll suddenly start speaking French. Most latex paints can be applied at temps as low as 35 degrees. I watched folks painting last December during mild spells, but let's look at the fine print a bit more clearly. At temperatures above 45 degrees and relative humidity at 50%, paint will be dry in 1 hour, ready to recoat in 4. Between 35 and 45 degrees, it'll be dry in 2 hours and ready to recoat in 24. That means that the temperature needs to stay above 35 degrees for 24 hours for the paint to cure. And we're not talking about air temperature, we're talking about the surface temperature. When we see mild temperatures in fall, we often have higher relative humidity. That higher humidity level slows cure times dramatically. How about primers? Primers tend to be even more temperature sensitive than paints. Most need to be applied at temperatures over 50 degrees. There are primers that can be applied at temps as low as 35, but their cure time is closer to 48 hours. So just because it may be sunny and mild for a few afternoon hours doesn't mean it's warm enough to paint. Oui. We spend a lot of time here in the sketchbook talking about houses. Boxes to keep us warm and dry. A house is really different from a home. Home is a place we claim as our own. We put down roots. Community is similar to home. It takes work to make a house home, just like it takes work to make community. We extend the effort because the benefits exceed the investment. When times are good, we can celebrate with community. When times are hard, we can mourn together. Community Radio is a gathering place. It offers, on a daily basis, opportunities for involvement. It strengthens our roots. It fertilizes us every day, and a few times a year, we need to return the favor. We need to add a bit of our financial resources to help keep Community Radio strong. Thank you for that. Thank you for calling 1-800-643-6273. Thank you. Have some information you'd like to share on the Sustainable House Sketchbook? Send an email to info@weru.org with house in the subject line.